Paying for stuff in stores keeps getting easier and easier, but is frictionless a good thing? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy, and I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. Shop online, and retailers try to keep it as simple as they can so that you don't abandon your cart. They store your card details. You can buy with one click, or you can even just hit buy again. Paying in brick-and-mortar stores keeps getting smoother too. Today, it's almost possible to leave your wallet at home and rely on paying with your phone. In the not-too-distant future, stores could use facial recognition or fingerprint scanning so that you don't even need a device. You just grab your items and walk out. Consumers seem to want this sort of frictionless payment as much as retailers do. But why? I put that question to Kit Yarrow, a consumer psychologist.
There's a number of surveys that show that anxiety is on the rise, and everybody's really experiencing more day in and day out anxiety. What that does is it depletes our resources, and so we gravitate towards anything that makes our life easier. We want everything to be more seamless. We have much less tolerance for any sort of hassle or impediment to getting done what we want to get done. Another reason why we want things to be easier today, why we kind of bristle at any sort of hurdle in payment, is because we are trained through our online lives to want things to be really seamless. So today we can get answers, insights, entertainment, everything we want so easily on our computers online, and we look for that now in other areas of our life.
So we see these innovations. We've been talking a lot about the Apple credit card recently, and that links with your phone, so you can just pull out your phone and tap and pay. But how far could we see something like this go?
You know, innovation is really intoxicating to consumers, and retailers that use innovation are seen as caring more for some reason. You know, it's they're trying harder to get my business. They're trying harder to make my life easier. I think right now there's a lot of innovation out there that consumers are a little skeptical of, like facial recognition, for example, that I think a few years from now will be common. So if we go back and look at when ATMs came out, people were freaked out by that. You know, I'm not going to put my money in a machine. And now, of course, we can hardly imagine actually going into a bank to get money.
So is there any downside to this? It sounds like this is great. It's just going to make life easier for shoppers everywhere.
Huge downsides. Huge. I think consumers really have to be aware that the easier it is to pay, the more they're going to spend. So what we see is, for example, credit card debt is on the rise. And some of the categories where it's boosting up the most are things that are easy payment issues. So ride sharing, for example, fast food that you can pay for on your phone. These categories of debt are rising in consumer use of credit cards. And part of the reason for that has got to be that there's less thought and consideration given to purchases when it's easier to pay. So we know that when people pay with cash, they spend less money than credit cards. We know that when people pay with gift cards, they spend more money than with credit cards. And we know for sure that when people use instant payment, they spend more money, especially on hedonic purchases, than they would otherwise.
So if we accept that this is the future, what can we do to make things better for consumers?
Well, I always feel like if people really understand how money leaves their possession, they're going to spend better. So I think if people are just simply aware that they're more likely, that research actually has proven that people do spend money more fluidly when it's easier to pay, just knowing that I think would help people to put the brakes on a little bit. And if you can't trust yourself, then do it the old-fashioned way. I think one of my favorite examples is almost all the consumers I interview have one story or another of when they went to buy something, but the line was too long, or they had to enter their credit card, or and they're upset by this, and they end up not making that purchase, and then they can't even remember what it was they wanted to buy. So time is always our friend when it comes to evaluating purchases. So if people can spend a little bit more time, whether it's through the hassle of payment or whether it's enforced on their own, forcing yourself to just wait and think twice about something, I think they'll make better decisions.
Kit Yarrow there, consumer psychologist and author of Decoding the New Consumer Mind. Amazon's already experimenting with cameras and motion tracking in its cashierless Amazon Go stores. So tech like this really could be in a store near you sometime soon. And now for some related links. MarketWatch has a story with the headline, Silicon Valley's Final Frontier for Payments, the Neoliberal Takeover of the Human Body. It details some of the attempts that big tech is making to remove, as it puts it, the last physical barrier between our bodies and corporate America. Now, thinking about this in depth has really made me consider how much more thoughtlessly, to be honest, I'll pay for something when I just insert, or these days even just tap, my card, so much more than if I pause to count out cash. Of course, it's something that we're all likely to do more of as things like phone payments become more common. But as Kit Yarrow said, there are pitfalls. And we'll link you to some of the science on that. In particular, a study from the University of Illinois, which looks at Alipay. It's a super popular platform in China. It finds people make 23% more purchases and spend 2.4% more per transaction. And I'll also suggest that you check out marketplace.org and then click on Check Your Balance. It's our personal finance series, and there are some great stories in there that really help make sense of this interface of tech, money, and our personal lives. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.